Hello and welcome to the commentary for lesson 299. This is Proverbs chapter 20. So, more Proverbs. There was a couple new themes in here this time. Alcohol was brought up, and that I really don't remember seeing that before in any of the Proverbs. But verse 1 says, wine produces mockers, alcohol leads to brawls. Those led astray by drink cannot be wise. Yes, alcohol can make you stupid. That's for sure. But that was new, so that was interesting. Verse 3, avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. I think that is not just about physical fights, but also verbal fights, that we don't need to try to pick fights. We don't even need to try to win fights, especially as it pertains to our faith. As Christians come up against growing hostility, we don't need to win the fight or the argument. We just need to be sure of what we believe and why we believe it, and be able to stand strong against the forces that work against us, because we will have to have a very strong faith and just be firm in our own faith so that we can withstand. Okay, verse 7. The godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them. Here's yet another reminder that that our lives, if we try our best to lead godly lives, that the blessing doesn't just fall for us, it also extends to generations that come behind us, our children and grandchildren. So it should just seem that much more important that we try our best to live a life that pleases God. Okay, verse 11, even children are known by the way they act, whether their conduct is pure and whether it is right. So that's really about reputation, and it is interesting that even children can have a reputation. That's true. We generally tend to kind of give children the benefit of the doubt and assume that, you know, if there's trouble when they're younger, that it's probably their parents' fault. But that's not always the case, and sometimes, you know, children can be rotten, even with good parents. But anyway, it's just, it is interesting that even children are known by God, and He knows their hearts. Ears to hear and eyes to see, both are gifts from the Lord. There is more to that. I'm going to read what Easy English said about that. God made our eyes and ears, it says. Therefore, He knows how to see and how to hear. God sees our actions and hears our words. He knows the things that we have done, and He is a fair judge, and we cannot lie to God. So He made our ears and eyes, and we were made in the image of God. So, of course, He hears and sees the things that we do as well. Verse 13 convicted me. It says, if you love sleep, you will end in poverty. Keep your eyes open, and there will be plenty to eat. I love sleep. I love sleep. I crawl in bed at night, and that's like the last thing I say to my husband is, oh, I love bed. I love sleep. I would never say that I was lazy, but I do love sleep. Anyways, let's see. Verse 18, plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without wise advice. True. There was something I think. Let me see what they said about this one. Be careful when you make an important decision. This is from Easy English as well. When a king goes to war, people will die. He must not make a decision to go to war while he is angry, right? We remember this when we read about King Saul and King David. He must be able to think clearly and obtain good advice from honest advisors. And we talked about that before as well. Okay, verse 19, this is something we can definitely take and internalize for today. How does it apply to our lives today? Verse 19, a gossip goes, around telling secrets, so don't hang around with chatterers. Are you someone who gossips? Do you hang around with people that gossip? Because you know if they're gossiping about others to you, they're probably gossiping to others about you. So best just not to even hang around them, for sure. Verse 21, an inheritance obtained too early in life is not a blessing in the end. That, we've seen that play out in Hollywood, haven't we? Just all these child stars, they come into money too soon, before they learn all of life's lessons and before they have a good foundation under them, and money can ruin somebody, right? It's better to get it when you're older and more mature and less likely to just blow it on stupid stuff. And also just learning how to work for money and the value of money. And there's lessons in that. There's lessons in the struggle of achievement. I sometimes wonder what it would have been like to be born to a wealthy family. That, you know, would you not have motivation? I think one of the things that drove me to succeed in life and to do and to work hard and to be willing to take risks and do hard things that were way above my station was because I wanted to get out of my circumstances, which were not good. So I was always very driven in that. And I always wondered what would happen if someone was born to us in a situation where they didn't have to do that. It just makes me wonder. Okay, verse 22. Don't say, I will get even for this wrong. Wait for the Lord to handle the matter. We don't need to take revenge because God is a fair God. And an enemy of God's people is an enemy of the Lord. And all things will work out in the end. So we don't need to take vengeance. Vengeance is God's. David didn't do that. David waited for God, right? Verse 24, the Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? I'm learning that right now. That's called obedience. That's called, okay, God's telling me to do this, and even though I don't really understand why or how it's going to work into the big picture, I do know that he's telling me to, and so I just got to do what he says and be obedient and trust that he has a purpose for it, even though it doesn't make sense to me all the time. Love that one. That's very, very, I guess, appropriate for me at this time. And then the last one that really stood out to me was verse 27. The Lord's light penetrates the human spirit, exposing every hidden motive. Now, before men, we might seem like really wonderful people, but God knows what motivates us. God knows why we do the things we do. Are we doing it because we just want to please him and we're obedient, or are we doing it to puff ourselves up in front of others? So we can trick men, but we can't trick God. And his light penetrates the human spirit. He can bring us, you know, I was so floored. I was watching, shout out, by the way, to a friend of mine's church. It's a non-denominational Christian church. It's in North Florida. And they're in a position to really help the people there that are suffering there. They've had some damage to the church after Hurricane Irma. And some of the congregation, a few of them have lost everything. And just watching them as they get everything together. By the way, the name of the church is Christ's Church. And it's in, let me look it up. Hold on. Okay, yeah, it's Christ's Church in Fleming Island, which is right around Jacksonville, Florida. But anyways, they are, it's amazing to see how they are working with the community and how much they're just reaching out and helping and offering help to those in trouble right now. But also what really amazed me was I went to their website or their Facebook page, and I watched their sermon or their service that they have. They have them on Thursday nights and you can watch live. I just implore you, if you've been wanting to donate for Hurricane Irma, I would either give to a Samaritan's Purse or I would give directly to that church, Christ's Church, and because they are doing amazing things. And what I loved watching was when I watched that service tonight, I watched their worship, and it was just amazing to me. The worship was just joyful and just, I mean, they worshiped God, and you could tell that they just, it was powerful, it was genuine, and they really, they're saying, you know, you're a good father, and they're saying things about how, I mean, their worship is thankful and grateful and joyful. And in the midst of everything they're going through, that just really spoke to me, you know, having that hope and living with, like verse 27 says, the Lord's light penetrates the human spirit. It's just, I think that's a perfect example when you should be feeling pain and instead you feel joy. And you can worship God through the worst of trials. So anyways, that was just really, that really got to me today. So I had to share that with you. But really, that's it for today's lesson. I hope you all have a great day, and I will talk to you soon.